This is Lori Sonkin with WRFI Community Radio News. My guest this evening is First Ward Alderperson Cynthia Brock. This Wednesday, January 18th, Ithaca's Common Council is considering Cynthia Brock's resolution to establish policies designed to protect undocumented individuals from the fear of deportation. Can you explain how the resolution would work and if it's approved by the Common Council?
So what this resolution would do would to be establish policies for all city departments and staff, especially with regards to law enforcement, that no city staff person should engage in an act that would reasonably result in a person being deported by ICE, the Immigration and
Customs Enforcement.
Yes. So this would ensure that people knew that, say, they were a victim of a crime, that they would be able to call law enforcement and have their rights protected and notify them of this crime without fear that a law enforcement officer would turn around and notify federal authorities that they were undocumented. There are many ways that this would play out. We in the city have several departments that deal with safety and law enforcement, the building department, the police department, the fire department, and so on. And so people should feel free to contact city officials to let them know that their rights are being infringed upon and to do so in a way that ensures that they are safe from deportation.
So the way it would work is if I'm a city official and say someone from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office came to me to ask me for some information about some individual who wanted a building permit, I, as the local city employee, would not have to give the federal official information, or how would it work in reality?
That information would not be collected.
Okay.
We don't see city law enforcement to be an agent of federal immigration authorities.
Mm-hmm.
So that those questions, that information would not be shared, would not be collected, and would not be used against that individual.
Okay. And do we anticipate that federal officials may come to Ithaca? We don't really know, I guess, is the answer.
We don't know. And if they did come and establish themselves within city offices and departments, there's nothing we as a municipality could do to stop that. But what it does send a clear message is that if you are in contact with a city official, you don't have to be afraid that that official will turn around and contact immigration to let them know that you're there.
It's kind of like at Cornell, I know. If I'm a, I check out a book from the library and say the federal officials come to the library and they want to know, did I check out any books about terrorism or something? Cornell won't turn over those records. I mean, that's regardless of any of this, you know, any of this terrorism issues or anything like that. They've been doing that for years. I think it's an interesting policy, and it's sort of similar that the city is not going to turn over any information related to anybody that's doing business with the city.
They wouldn't keep information that would be relative to recording your immigration status, and so that would not, there would be nothing to turn over in that sense. I mean, I think there would be records in terms of an individual and their identity, but whether or not that immigration status was collected would not be part of the process. Or any suspicion with regards to your immigration status would not be then shared. The way I see this, for example, playing out most directly would be, for example, if someone were living in substandard housing environment and they were afraid that if they were to notify someone from the building department, for example, to say that my plumbing doesn't work and my landlord doesn't fix it, for fear that once an inspector arrived and noticed, you know, if there was any suspicion, that suspicion would not be shared with immigration to notify them that there might be a household of individuals without documentation that were living there.
Nationally, there are about 11 million undocumented workers in this country. Do we have any ideas how many there are locally?
I don't believe that information is actually documented, except to say through the American Community Survey, they do keep track of individuals who are born overseas. And I would say that according to the ACS, in the city of Ithaca, about 17% of our population is not born in the United States. In New York State, about 22% of our population is not born in the United States. I don't know how that relates directly to citizenship, but it does give you an indication of the percentages.
Do other cities have resolutions or have a law on the books that's similar to the resolution you're pushing?
I think there are many cities that have resolutions like this one that makes a statement with regards to their priorities and concerns. What is unique about this resolution that's coming before the city is that it goes as far as to say, we, the city, will direct our city departments to put in place policies, employment policies, behavior policies, and part of its training with regards to its employees, to direct employees in terms of that their actions should not result in a possibility of notification of ICE, that someone may be there, whoever they interact with. And so it takes that additional step as part of management of how our employees interact with the community. And that is an interesting difference that isn't often taken.
For those of you who just tuned in, my guest this evening is Alderperson Cynthia Brock. We are speaking about a resolution she intends to bring before the Common Council this Wednesday that could make Ithaca a sanctuary city. I mean, would you say that that would be, there's no real definition of a sanctuary city.
I think actually the more appropriate term would be, we are establishing the city of Ithaca as a safe harbor.
Okay.
You know, that we are going to do everything we can to make sure that all of our residents have full access to the protections that we provide.
And around the state, there are New York City, for example, I believe it's a so-called sanctuary city, and Syracuse is, the whole state of Oregon is, which I found pretty interesting in researching this. House Speaker Paul Ryan recently said that sanctuary cities violate federal law. You're saying that Ithaca is going to be a safe harbor. Do you think that that's consistent with federal law?
I think there are federal laws that only federal law deals with immigration. State laws do not. State laws are silent on that issue. What we are seeking to say is that our law enforcement officials will uphold state and local laws. It is not there. We don't expect our local law enforcement officials to enforce and investigate federal law. Just as I don't expect when I'm being pulled over for traffic violations for somebody to ask me if I've paid my federal income taxes. That's
right.
Just not the role of local law enforcement to do that. And we're extending that same thinking in terms of immigration law.
So there really isn't any concern that Ithaca could lose any assistance from the federal government if the resolution is adopted. That isn't anything that, I mean, Ryan is like threatening that if cities and states or counties pass these laws, that they're going to lose federal assistance. But you're saying you're not dealing with the federal law. You're talking about local laws and state laws.
I think we go into this administration with a lot of unknowns in our mind, and it's hard to know what will actually come to fruition. But I think what we are trying to make clear is the values and priorities of our community and of our constituents. And we are hoping to send a clear message and hopefully inspire neighboring communities and counties to do the same. And it's one step at a time and taking a stand of what we stand for. And this is part of that process.
There is one exemption in your resolution. Do you want to explain how that would work?
This is mainly, it does not apply to individuals who are deemed by the Department of Homeland Security as a threat to national security, border security, and public safety. So in terms of individuals who are suspected to be engaging in terrorism and espionage or being a threat to
border security.
Yeah. You know, it's a very extreme case. I don't believe this is not meant to apply to somebody getting pulled over for a traffic violation. They are not exempt from these protections. So this just carves out a very small group. And I think we all would agree that if someone is suspected of being involved in violent acts against our community, then there we would expect a level of participation between our local law enforcement and federal law enforcement with regards to that.
And in case anyone wants to watch the city's consideration of your resolution, what's the schedule? And I mean, when does it happen? What time?
So this resolution, and actually the resolution that is immediately following it on the city agenda, comes before the City Administration Committee this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. The resolution following this is to basically send a message to the New York State Legislature that the City of Ithaca supports allowing all individuals to have access to a New York State driver's license, regardless of their immigration status. So both of those issues will come before the City Administration Committee this Wednesday, and if they pass out of committee, they will come to a vote of full council the first Wednesday in February, which is February 1st at 6 o'clock.
And have you had any discussions with any undocumented individuals that are interested in this legislation? Have you spoken with any of them? Are you familiar with any of them?
I'm aware of individuals who haven't spoken directly with me, but you know, through third parties, I know that there are a population here. They tend to work in the service industries. I know that they often feel a high level of anxiety at all times, both around their employment situation, around their housing situation, just engaging in the community. They're obviously a very vulnerable community because of the tenuousness that they have, both within their jobs and law enforcement. And this resolution and this policy is a step towards providing them some shelter that if they, again, are victim of exploitation and a crime, that they still have the ability to come forward and seek protection by the City of Ithaca. The fear is there, real or perceived, and it is just one other element that we can put into place that is substantive, and I think it's meaningful. It's more than just a statement. It really says, we believe in this so strongly, we're going to put in our management policies that we expect all of our city employees to behave in this manner and to be protective of individuals' rights. And I hope that will provide a level of comfort and also provide a sense of freedom that people can come forward and out of the shadows and out of this quiet, silent community that we have around us and become more engaged and vibrant members of our community.
Well, thank you, Cynthia Brock, for coming in this evening.
Thank you, Laurie. It's always a pleasure.